Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So if you got a kiddo who's trying to get out into the workforce this summer, make a little extra cash, it sounds like it might be a little bit harder this year, Katie?
Yeah, well, they're saying that fewer teens are working summer jobs, and it's both, really. It's the fact that teens have so much more on their plate now than in previous decades, right? You're talking those AP classes, club sports that go all year round. I mean, their summer internships that they have to do before
You're not
they
wrong.
Get into college.
Yeah.
There's so many more things now that kids have to do, and adding a job on top of that is almost impossible, you know? And then you have the workforce, the businesses out there who are struggling also, some of them, especially the smaller businesses that typically hire teens, like the amusement parks, the retailers, the restaurants, right? They don't have the funds to pay these new employees. So
that's kind of a bummer.
I know. It's kind of just like the perfect bad
storm. It's the perfect storm, yeah.
For this. And also, again, like the people who are out there trying to get jobs, the competition is stiff because there's only so many jobs available. So what it is, it's kind of shocking because they're saying that the projected hiring is to hit the lowest level in nearly 80 years when it comes to summer hiring. So it is a shocking number we're looking at right now. But
there's not going to be any lifeguards at the pool this summer.
I know. But again, like when I started thinking about it, I was like, oh, there's like I never had to do all the out of school stuff that they do now. So
because I know my son is doing cross country now, like 5 days a week,
yeah.
6 days a week. He was just at a little event with the church last night. He's volunteering with their Summer Quest program. So that's going to take up some time.
Yeah.
On top of like the excessive working out and more running, even when he's not doing cross country. And then I'm going to pile the chores on him.
Exactly.
For sure.
You have to.
There is that.
You have to.
But you're right. Yeah. Once you hit that high school, I mean, it's a whole different world now.
It is.
For summer. If you have a student who's like driven, you know.
Yeah.
It's funny. He is dying to get a job, though.
Yes.
Like he is itching to get out and make a couple bucks.
I remember when I was his age and same. I wanted to have my own money. I wanted to spend it the way I wanted to spend it. And here, when I was done with school, I checked out.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, so I didn't think about school until I went back.
Oh, we can
the
tell.
Fall. So shut up, Jeremy.
I've seen your spelling.
Uh-huh.
This might be kind of good, though, because I have my afternoons free sometimes. Maybe I'll go get one of these jobs that the teens were for the place. Maybe I'll be a lifeguard in the afternoons. Well, I can make a couple bucks during the summer.
You can
a little
take
side
your
hustle.
Shirt off and go hang out at the pool. Sir, stop splashing, sir.
No, it's going to
make
more
me
like,
get in the water.
Sir, put your third nipple away.
Don't scare the children, sir.
Actually, that might be beneficial. Nobody will drown because they don't want me and my third nipple in the pool trying to save them. Thank you so much for allowing me to have a day off yesterday. I came in this morning and was kind of perusing the text line a little bit from yesterday's show. And from what I'm gathering, I'm guessing you guys did something to the effect of, why is Jeremy out today? Text us your wrong answers.
Wrong answers only. Yay, I'm glad you picked that
up. Some of those were pretty darn funny.
It was hilarious.
Apparently, am I clumsy or something?
Oh,
many
yeah.
people said I fell down.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
You fall down a lot. Yeah,
I do?
I mean, you know, you're the one
I fell down the stairs once. One time.
Jeremy's laying down somewhere because he fell down.
We just assume you're clumsy and you run into everything.
Oh, well, thank you
so,
for that.
Yeah. That's the image we get.
I
got to
work on that persona immediately.
Exactly,
I have my tightrope walking class today.
Don't fall.
There's multiple ones about me stepping in the dog poop out the backyard and tracking it through the house and everything. So
yes.
A lot of people said maybe I stepped in dog poop again.
We really like the one that said he's moving in with his mother-in-law.
Oh,
so
Lord,
he needed
no.
the day off.
Yeah. Oddly enough, I was with my mother-in-law yesterday. Oh, Lord, help me.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorites on there, though, was that Jeremy was getting another vasectomy. So I guess the first one didn't stick, so I had to go back in yesterday and get it redone.
It's a real man.
So, man, they had to do it twice.
Yeah. No, you know, over the years, I've missed out on some family stuff, some kids stuff, because we are in here so early. And I was like, you know what? Not this year. I'm gonna enjoy my kiddos this year because we had a couple big moves. My son moving out of middle school into high school.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go to his continuation. And then my daughter leaving elementary school to go into middle school. And I wanted to attend those little mini commencement ceremonies. And I did yesterday morning. And I'm glad I went.
Yeah, because you can't get those back, Jeremy.
You can't.
Like, I'm glad you went, too.
Well, thank you. And it was so sweet. And yeah, I cried a couple times.
Aww.
Aww, gee, I feel like I'm going to cry now. But no, I went. It was great. It was really special to enjoy time with the kiddos and Nick Nack and the rest of the family and my mother-in-law. So anyway, I took a little time off yesterday to enjoy real life, because you missed some of that with this show. I will say one of the highlights yesterday, though, was going to breakfast afterwards. We went to a great little place I'd never been to, and I live fairly close to, you know, a little Old Town Morrison. But they got the Cow Eatery there.
Oh,
it's a little breakfast spot that's it's a hopping joint. It's every time I drive by the Cow, the parking lot is full. And I was like, how about a random Thursday, you know, like at 11, 10, 11. And we went up there and we got right in.
Good.
Really good breakfast. Got to rave about that. Not cheap, but great breakfast. And the highlight, though, was all of us sitting down, wondering what we're going to order. I didn't really know what my son was going to order until the waitress came over and she's taking everybody's order. And she gets to him and she's like, what would you like to have, buddy? He goes, I want the hangover omelet.
That's funny.
We all just were like, why is that so funny to hear a kid order the hangover omelet?
And he probably ordered it just so he could say hangover
No, he didn't
omelet.
Even. He doesn't even know what that is, because we all started laughing. And he's like, what? And we're like, do you even know what a hangover is? He's like, no, I have no idea. And so it led to a pretty good laugh with the waitress. And it was like, yeah, he was up late last night. He was partying at Red Rocks and tearing it up. So extra meat on that omelet.
Oh, and a shot of whiskey. Hair of the dog, okay?
A little hair of the dog for him. I was like, that's pretty good. I'll take the hangover omelet.
It's coming out of the little baby mouth.
It's like, oh, man. You'll learn what that is. You're going into high school now. You'll probably learn at some point.
Yes, exactly.
So anyway, had a really good good day, good morning yesterday. So thank you again, and I promise I won't take any more time off until July, okay?
You better not. You are definitely missed around here.
Well, thank
you.
That's very kind. Thank you for filling in. You guys are rock stars.
It is hard to be on your side of things.
There's a lot going on over here, huh?
So much going on, and it just, like, you forget how intense that side of things are. So welcome back, Jeremy. We definitely miss you.
With open arms, yeah.
We miss you. I like to sit over here.
Did you screw up a lot yesterday?
I don't think I did, no. Like,
okay, good.
I don't know. The boss said a few things, but I wasn't really listening.
You know, it's part of his gig. He's got to say something.
That's what I thought. I was like, I'm going to let you talk. I'm gonna let you talk.